I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our monthly message for the month of November of 2021, which is the appointed time. The appointed time. I've been thinking about a couple passages of scripture talking about God's timing. And the reasoning for this scripture, I'll give you my train of thought on this, is last month in October, we talked about writing out our prayers to God. And as we went through the month, that kind of turned into this concept of writing out love letters to God, not making them too business-like or contract-like, but I think there's a place of signing them and dating them and things like that, but turning them into love letters to God, where you write from the heart. Out of gratitude and appreciation, you can ask for the things that you need and desire, but writing love letters to God. But when I went back and I looked, over the last month, several of the prayers that we wrote out came to pass. And it came to pass as we wrote them. But one of the things that I noticed on several occasions, I had put some dates on things that I wanted certain things done by certain dates. And in many of those cases, the things came to pass, but they came to pass after the dates that I had written. And so in each case, there was this temptation. This temptation to stop believing for the answer after the date had already passed, to stop believing for the answer. In almost every case, the solutions came to pass as I wrote them, but most of them came after the date that I had asked for them. We've talked about before, God's never early, he's never late. There's a perfect timing for everything that God has. He's got these beautiful solutions for our life, and they unfold in his perfect timing. So I felt like I was getting the nudge from God. Let's take the timing off. Let's not get defeated by time, because often we start believing for something and we set this time limit on it. And what if it takes a little bit longer than that and we give up believing right when we're so close to seeing what God has for us? Take the time off of it. Don't get defeated by time. It's often time that gets us weary. Don't grow weary in doing good, because in due time, you're going to reap a harvest if you don't give up. But often we get defeated by time because it hasn't happened yet. And so we quit believing. We get discouraged. We get frustrated. We get whatever. It hasn't reached that appointed time. God's got an appointed time for everything. You think about the story of Abraham in the Bible. God shows up to Abraham and Sarah, says at this time next year, you're going to have a son. And I'm thinking about this passage of scripture here from Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. It says, so when they came together, this is the disciples, they came together with Jesus and they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And Jesus replied, it's not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. So I think we can know times and seasons. It was in the Old Testament, it says the sons of Issachar knew, they understood God's timing. They understood the seasons. And as you followed along with us at all, we talk a lot about God's timing and his yearly cycle. And I think you can learn so much about God and his timing and understand his timing of how he unfolds things. But there is certain things that there is an appointed time. There's a fixed time. There's a fixed season that God has for a specific reason. We may not know why. And we need to know that we may not know those exact times. You know what's going to happen. He's promised us some things. We know what's going to happen. We don't know the exact time. That's where we have to be careful not to get defeated by time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 has a very similar passage, verses 1 and 2. The Apostle Paul says, now about the times and seasons, brothers, we do not need to write to you, for you're fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. It's going to come when people aren't expecting it. It's going to come almost like as a surprise. God likes to surprise us sometimes. So the message, a little bit shorter video today, but the message is God has an appointed time. He has an appointed season to unfold some things in your life. Hopefully it's soon. But let's not get defeated by time as we're waiting. Keep doing the things that you know to do. Keep staying positioned in the light. Keep seeking after God. Keep waiting in his doorway. Executing and taking action on the things that you know to do. Keep magnifying him. You do those things. I think you still keep writing out your love letters to God, love letters from the heart. Praise and thanksgiving and asking for the things you need and desire and things you feel him prompting you to ask for. You keep doing that and you keep focusing on doing good and then trusting. This takes trust that God's got an appointed time. It's going to come to pass at the perfect time, at the appointed time. We may not know exactly when it's going to happen. Let's not get defeated by time. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you. For your beautiful timing in our lives, that you know the perfect time for everything. Maybe we have some things that we've prayed for, we asked for, we haven't seen the answer just yet. We can know that there's a reason. There's something better that you have for us. There's a perfect timing that you have. Asking for your help to not let us get defeated by time today, Lord, as we take communion. Keep our eyes fixed on you because you know the perfect time to unfold it all. Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he said, "Take it. Receive it." It makes you right and holy and perfect with God. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. And then we got to stay in faith. It's going to come at the appointed time. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, that we can have this covenant relationship with God. Part of his plan for your life is it's got some timing attached to it. As you see him unfold this beautiful timing in your life, I think it helps you to know his heart that much more, his goodness, his great love for you. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about putting into practice this month. Let's keep writing out your prayers like we talked about last month, turning them into love letters to God. Let's remove the time restrictions on them. This thing has to be done by this time. Let's remove those time limits. And just trust that he's going to get them done at the perfect time. Then you keep staying in faith, you keep walking in love, you keep walking in forgiveness, staying positioned in praise and thanksgiving each day. Keep magnifying God, his faithfulness, his unfailing love, that nothing's impossible for him. Stay tuned into him, keep waiting in his doorway and then executing the things that you know to do. And hopefully these appointed times are going to be coming soon for you. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.